Yo, it's 12:29. And I have to hurry up. I have to be at a doctor's appointment at 2. So I got to get out of here. And I have to pretty myself up. I'm just getting up. I was supposed to get up for a. Well, anyway. I set an alarm. A very ambitious alarm that it did not heed once again. And so here we are, 4:20, the big holiday for weed. Well, it's not a holiday, nobody gets off unless you take off. But I'm doing a 4:20 show tonight at the Creek in the Cave. Creek in the Cave, I don't know, it might be, I don't know if you can still get in. If you want to go to that show and you're there and they won't let you in, you to like Facebook message me or tweet at me or some shit, and I'll fucking make it happen if I can. 8 o'clock tonight. It's a fun day. People get like, oh, it's childish. And sure it is. It's very childish. But so what? Life is short, or it's long, depending on how you look at it. But either way, enjoy yourself. And childish things are enjoyable. That's why children do them. I have a feeling if I sat down and just tried to play with toys like I did when I was a kid, I would enjoy it. I bet it would be fun. It's like I feel like you stop doing it as a kid because you want to feel like an adult, and you know adults don't do that, and you get into doing you don't want girls to think you're a fucking loser, and that's why you and that's when you start getting high. You stop with the toys, you start getting high. I don't think there's much crossover there between the toys and the high, which doesn't make much sense, because I think when you're high, playing with toys would be unbelievable. I think you could have a fucking fantastic time. But it's as you put one away, you put away the toys, you go buy some weed. All right, let's look at the news. I gotta get to the doctor. I'm not gonna go to the doctor high. What do you think I am? Some kind of fucking psycho? Brooklyn postal worker arrested after 17,000 pieces of undelivered mail found. You got to admire this guy. How long does that do? I wonder how long that is. 17,000 pieces of mail. I mean, I'm thinking it's got to be a good amount of time that he did not deliver mail. And so you're just living that life of like not doing your job. And you're like, I don't think they're going to notice. They're not noticing. I'm just not delivering the mail. And nobody seems to give a shit. Okay, this article says the oldest mail was 2005. So he went a long time. He told investigators he kept the mail because he was overwhelmed by the amount he had to deliver each day. So it's just like he made sure to deliver the important mail. I like this guy. So it was probably all bullshit. Oh, it's, he just he. He's like, I'm not fucking with, you know how much most of my mail is, it's just advertisements. It's just garbage. Spectrum Cable sends like a letter to resident to my address like every week saying, hey, please get your cable from us. Like, no, man, I don't have cable. And Spectrum is a terrible company. They used to be Time Warner Cable. but they rebranded to try to trick everybody. Didn't trick me. You trick anybody. Everybody knows you're Time Warner Spectrum. It's a bad name. It's not that bad of a name. But it's them, or it's Capital One, and they're not giving me a credit card. Why is Capital One sending me, oh, here, get this credit card? And then if I call up, they'll be like, no. They send credit card offers to anybody, even if they won't give you a credit card. It's very odd. Well, they can't check your credit until you call. So they figure, oh, that address? He should be able to get a credit card. No, I can't, motherfucker. I live in a rich neighborhood, but I can't get a credit card. Paradox. That's the word I was searching for. Well, I find this mailman to be a hero, not delivering mail that he didn't find important. And they started investigating after they received information about full mailbags inside a car. USPS employees found 20 full bags in his car on April 18th. He was arrested April 19th. Well, you're a hero. You're a hero not doing your job. And I respect that always. Well, not always, but in this case, I do. I respect it in most people. Not if you're a doctor or a cop or something that's like a job that is real that people like depend on. And most jobs aren't real. Mailman's sort of real. It's pretty real, but at the same time, this guy made it even more real because he only delivered the fucking real mail and said, "Fuck off, you mail advertisements." Professor told conservative student, "Fuck your life." Video shows there was more, students say. Well, fuck his life. I haven't seen this video, so I don't know, but they say professors are liberal. I've known professors that weren't, but so what? Conservative students. I mean, dude was probably being a dick. I'm being biased because I'm liberal, and that means that I think conservatives can be dicks. I mean, about their policies. I don't know about their personal life. You know, you can be a nice person in life and then be a dick politically. And if you're just a student or a professor for them, if you're not like in the Congress or the Senate or the President, then it's like, or a judge, that cover all the branches of government, or, you know, the justice is supposed to be, the judiciary is supposed to be not biased. But then they talk about, oh, this judge is conservative, this judge is liberal. And then they're not supposed to have politics, the judges. It shouldn't matter who the president is. When they pick a Supreme Court judge, be like, oh, this judge knows the law. That should be it. It shouldn't even be that big of a deal to be Supreme Court judge. They should just rotate those fuckers in and out. If you're a judge, you're a judge. You made it to judge. That's a big deal. You can't, oh, I don't know Supreme Court laws. When you should know it. Unless you're like traffic court judge. I had a traffic court judge. I went to go try to beat these like parking tickets I had. I heard if you go to the courthouse and do it, and I wasn't working, so I went down there, and I was like, oh, if you go down to the courthouse, they'll just like get rid of them. They don't. And I had this judge. He had like a ponytail, and he was blind. So that really threw me off. And you just sit at like a card table in a room. It's not like I was kind of expecting to go into an actual I was actually expecting to go into a courtroom and be before like a judge sitting up at a judge. He's not wearing a robe. I think he was wearing a suit of some kind, but they just power through people, and they got like four judges or something in a room, and you just go and sit down, and then he didn't care. He's like, yeah, pay your ticket. If you pay it right then, you get like a little bit of money off, but I didn't have any money, so I just didn't pay. That really wasn't much of a story, was it? But I have to go now. I have a doctor's appointment. The dermatologist. So I'll let you know how that goes. I'll let you know if I have skin cancer. And if I do, I'll be talking a lot about sunblock. See you tomorrow. No, sorry. Monday. It's Friday, man. I take the weekends off. Sorry. But I'll see you Monday. We love you.